This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
This agile approach in project management helps you get there, so you have a system and a rationale to do that, and so that makes a difference. And without that, I mean, I've seen that so many times where business owners or even just leaders in the industry are looking at all the things they have to do, and they some of those things should not be on their task list.
Yeah, and then what happens is, and I think that what I've seen, and I know this for a fact, because I my clients have told me that I've coached, okay, they say that, you know, I just feel like I have so much to do, and I just don't want to do anything, because I feel overwhelmed, and I just freeze up.
Right.
It's just too much. So what we do in Agile, specifically in Scrum, is that when we give ourselves the cycles, those sprint cycles I told you about, we force ourselves to focus and hyper-focus on getting a little bit done and just having a deadline. This way you can just check it off, say, okay, that's done. Now what's the next thing? And these things really just push you, because if you don't have a clear deadline and a set of goals and a specific, like, you know, the specific time period that you need to get it done in, you're going to procrastinate. And most people procrastinate.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. And then they do it when they have to get it done, and then they're overwhelmed again and unsatisfied.
And what we do is we use a Scrum board, which is like we have three swim lanes. So you have like a to-do with stuff that you haven't done that you want to work on. You have your in-progress lane, and then you have the done column, okay? And you just move these over. I put it in my living room, my dining room wall sometimes, because I just want to be able to see it every day and know that I have, like, when I have a specific type of project, I don't just leave it there all throughout the year. But just when I know I have to get something done, I sometimes put it in there. And it just forces me to have to look at, you know, where I am and where I'm moving towards, where I'm going. And you can do that on Trello. You can actually have a Scrum board on Trello, and you can share that with your team. So, yeah, those things really help.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.